The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Sinn Féin councillor Niamh Fennell, good afternoon.
Hiya, how's it going?
I'm good. You are emigrating to Australia. You're quitting as a councillor at South Dublin County Council. Why have you made that call?
Yeah, look, I've stepped down for a multitude of reasons, but obviously, as you said, the main reason there is emigrating over to Australia. I've just found the times really difficult, particularly as a young person in Dublin. You know, I'm still living at home with my grandparents, so yeah, times are really hard, and like many other Irish people, and especially young Irish people, I've decided to make that journey over to Australia.
And do you hope you'll be able to buy a home in Australia? Because I'm sure you're aware, I'm sure I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, there is a housing crisis in Australia as well. I had a look, the average home price in Australia is $1 million Australian dollars is the average home price.
That's right, yeah. And look, I suppose I don't think I'm going to land there and buy a house by all means. I don't think that's a possibility. But I mean, for the industry that I'm working in, I do work in mental health care separately to being a counsellor as well. And, you know, the average wage for young people over there with careers is much higher than in Ireland, you know. And just being actually able to move out and rent for a couple of years is actually much more affordable than currently in Dublin. There's no hope in Dublin at the moment.
Yeah, although again, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to argue with every point you make in any way, yeah. But again, rental seems to be a real issue in Australia as well. I don't know what city you're going to, but in the big cities, it does seem to be, rental seems to be a real issue there.
Yeah, by all means, yeah, I know it is. It's not easy for everyone over there either, but it's definitely more manageable. It's definitely more attainable, and for those who've gone already, you know, they're making it work and they're managing. And as I said, you know, there's more to than just the housing market over there. The wages are much better, you know, way better. So it just makes life a little bit easier and the cost of living easier.
And can I be really nosy? And if you don't want to answer this question, it's totally fine. Like, how much better would your wages be as a mental health professional in Australia relative to here? Because I think by EU standards, we pay our public sector workers pretty well.
Yeah, so, well, currently I'm not in the public sector and I'm in terms of the wages I receive. So I work in, separate to my counsellor job, I work in Jigsaw, which is a youth mental health service. And in there, I'm a youth community engagement worker. So on average, the people that work in my role are getting about 35 a year. With similar roles in Australia, you're looking at between 80 and 90 Australian dollars. And with the conversion, roughly, you're kind of starting off at 50 a year. So there's a significant difference.
50,000 euro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you were also
in and around. I don't have the conversion. On
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, sorry. I'm not, neither do I. I wouldn't expect you to have that. You were also, I mean, the salary for a councillor is not huge. I think you get, is it about 31 grand a year? And I think it's you get an allowance of 3,000.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Do you go with a heavy heart?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I don't want to leave Ireland. You know, I love it here. I have all my family and friends are here. As I said, I have, you know, two good jobs here that I love, both of my jobs as well. So yeah, a heavy heart is definitely, you know, it wasn't an easy choice. It wasn't something that I chose to do, you know, yesterday or the day before. This has been months and months of careful thought and consideration, you know. But yeah, just to start a future, and I suppose thinking about having a family and settling down, I can't see that happening in Ireland at the moment.
Even with a wage of about 65 grand a year between your two roles, and I accept like being a counsellor on top of doing a regular job is long hours, I'm sure, and not easy, but a lot of people say that's not a bad salary. For you, it's not enough in terms of buying a house.
Yeah, it's not enough. And look, I'm not full time in my other role, so I'm not getting that figure a year. I'm half the wages in my other role as well. So in and around, I'm probably getting just under the 50 mark now, you know.
Sure. Okay.
But it isn't. It's not enough. You know, it's not. Like on average, you're talking nearly 2 grand to rent in Dublin at the moment, you know. So like, you know, that figure just doesn't cut it, you know.
Yeah. Lots of people getting in touch. You may be curious at some of the response. A listener says, I know several young people left for Ireland, for Australia, Canada, London over the last few years, saying they cannot afford to live in Ireland or buy a house. Not one single one of them has managed to purchase a house in the countries they've gone to, even though some have been there for several years. I have relations born in Australia. They say they can't afford to buy a home there. But somebody else says, Ireland is as expensive as Australia is as expensive as Ireland. The key difference is people get to keep more of their wages. Our taxes and ordinary wages are simply too high for the pitiful services we get. We're exporting our best, says another listener. The government should be ashamed. But another listener says, you're going to be in for a shock. The cost of living has skyrocketed and the housing crisis is real, says another listener.
Yeah.
When do you plan to head off?
I'm not heading off till August. But however, my partner's over there the last 5 or 6 months now. So he started over there. And look, he's kind of been able to manage up until this point, living obviously outside of the family home and that. So, I mean, I do understand where people are coming from, but like at the end of the day, like I'm never going to get to move out in Ireland, where I see so many young people actually moving out over there. Like there is a bit more of a, I suppose, chance of getting out outside the family home over there. And like also it's a lifestyle as well. You know, in Australia, they much more give preference to like actually having a little bit of freedom in your life, you know. We're here, I just feel like we're constantly working, and we're just not being given what we deserve for the work that we're doing.
Okay. I mean, I suppose our salaries here, our wages here would be higher than in most European countries. I do have put that to you.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm not going to Europe, I'm going to Australia.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we wish you well and best of luck with everything. And that's Niamh Fennell there, Sinn Féin councillor for South Dublin County Council, who's taken the decision to move to Australia. Keep your texts coming in.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.